Hey friend, welcome back to Bible Tract Echoes. Thank you so very much for starting the week with me. I'm Mike McCurry, your host. I'm so grateful for the opportunity I have to speak to each and every one of you. I realize that you have so many options when it comes to where your attention is focused. And you've chosen to spend a few moments fellowshipping with me, and I'm grateful for that fact. I'm going to ask you, if you would, to think with me, to ponder something just over the horizon on your calendar. There's a day that we celebrate someone's very special to all of us. I'm talking about Mother's Day. Not too far away. It's not even too early to be thinking about what you're going to get your mother for Mother's Day. And before you start with the qualifiers, let me acknowledge this fact. I'm sure there are many people listening right now that maybe your mother has gone on to glory. Your mother has passed on. And may I say and offer my condolences for that. I'm blessed that my parents are living. I'm blessed for the fact that I can call them up. I can ask their counsel. I'm greatly blessed for the fact that I have a good relationship with my family. Actually, just not long ago, I got to see them. We got to spend some time together. Some family friends were getting married and we were together for that. And I'm so very grateful for that. While I say that, I do realize that there are people listening right now that you may not have that testimony. And I'm sorry for you. I'm sorry for the fact that maybe you've had to bury that precious loved one, your mother. I'd ask you, though, to still, on this special day coming up, still a little farther away, to commemorate Mom, to think about her. And while we do so, the reason I'm talking about it today is because I want you to consider getting the gospel tract we produce called A Tribute to Mother. A Tribute to Mother was written by our founder, Dr. Paul Levine, as a, yes, tribute to his mother. And so I'm going to share that with you, and I want you to listen along and consider. We were just at a diner not too long ago, and I saw a pack of mothers. I saw a bunch of them all sitting around a table. You could tell they were mothers, and that's a perfect opportunity to use a gospel tract like this, when you could walk up and say, I have a sneaking suspicion there are some mothers at this table. I'd like to give each of you one of these. Would you mind reading this when you have a moment? That's something you could or should do. So I want to tell you about this gospel tract while you still have time to order it and receive it in time for Mother's Day. Here's what this gospel tract, beautifully designed by our designer, Austin Marriott. On the front, it says, Mom, a tribute to mother's flowers and kind of an animated style. It's beautiful here. Proverbs 31:28, her children arise up and call her blessed. My mother, Paul Levine says, went home to heaven at age 91. To this day, I can't describe her godly life adequately and all that her memory means to me. She gave me to God before I was born, and as soon as I was able to understand the plan of salvation, she led me to the Savior. Mother never graduated from high school, but she taught me many things I could never have learned in our institutions of higher learning. She never sang in the choir, but at home, where it really counted, her life was a constant song. She was sweet, cheerful, and supremely happy in the Lord. Now, as I pause for just a moment here, Paul Levine's mother was named Huldah. H-U-L-D-A, Huldah Levine. And he continues on and says, my mother told me, Paul, when you grow up and get married, be good to your wife. Tell her often that you love her. She also said, Paul, don't ever borrow money unless you have to. If you want something you can get along without, don't buy it on credit. Wait until you can pay for it, then buy it. She taught me that promises that could not be kept should not be made. In other words, she believed it was better to act without promising than to promise without acting. However, she made an allowance for unforeseen difficulties in this way. She said, always try to pay your debts before they are due. But if you find that you owe someone on a certain date and can't pay it, walk right up to that person and pay something, even if it's only a dollar or two. tell him you're sorry you can't pay it all and pay it as soon as possible. Not only words of wisdom, but she also gave words of encouragement. I used to, Paul said, come home from church and practice preaching as a little boy. Pastor Fred Nelson used to have a lot of steam in the pulpit, and I secretly wanted to preach just like he did. I'd rig up a pulpit of some chairs or a box, and I'd holler and yell and wave my arms. Mother never ridiculed this quote-unquote preaching. Instead, she always encouraged me, and in this way, brought me up to be a preacher. When I left home at 14, Mother made it as easy for me to go as possible. She didn't allow me to see her weep. She just patted me on the back and said, God bless you, son. Remember, you belong to him, and whatever he wants you to do, do it. She never hindered me as I sought to do God's will to the best of my understanding. I never saw her much after that. Only when I'd come home for brief visits, she heard me preach my first sermon when I was 15. To see her in the audience was a tremendous incentive to serve God to the best of my ability. She also had words spoken in prayer. I could always count on my mother's prayers. When I was small, she would take me by the hand and say, let's pray. Then she'd start, and I mean she would pray. Many times I watched the tears stream down her face as she'd intercede for the salvation of her children. God's word was precious to her. She loved the Bible. When we presented her with a new one, she gave me her old one with its broken binding, loose covers, and well-marked passages. Reminds me of a John Peterson poem, Dr. Paul says here. All the pages are so fingered, many verses underlined, places worn where mother lingered, where she left a tear behind. No, mother wasn't perfect. I understand that no human is. I never heard her swear, read dirty books, or look at filthy magazines. Instead, I heard her pray and feed on the scriptures. She took me to Sunday school and church and made me sit still. When I got a little fidgety, she'd pinch me just above the knee and twist it at what I thought was a 90-degree angle. That settled me down. Mother also took me to church on Sunday nights and to the midweek prayer services. And when there were special meetings at the church, we went every night, school or no school, homework or no homework. God and the church were first. She allowed me to experience answered prayer. Dr. Paul continues, once when I was about 8 years old, someone gave me a dime. I felt like a millionaire. On the way home, I dropped my dime and it rolled into the grass. I started to hunt for it frantically. But Mother said, let's go home and pray about it. Then come down in the morning and God will help you find your dime. So we went home and both prayed that I'd find it the following day. Wasn't it kind of her to take such an interest in a little old dime? But that was Mother. She taught me to pray about everything. Well, in the morning, I could hardly wait to go down to the corner and search for my dime. And believe it or not, I found two dimes. Mother didn't leave us a lot of worldly goods. But she left behind something that all the bulging bank accounts of all the world's multimillionaires couldn't buy. Faith in God, as taught by a sweet, godly, Christian mother. How about you? What have you taught your children, Mother? Will they be able to say this to you? When I arrive in that heavenly city where never comes sorrow or care, I'll say to my dear precious mother, it was you who invited me here. To Christ alone be the glory. He my sins in his body did bear, yet to heaven I might not have come had you not invited me here. It's an anonymous poem that is included in this beautiful gospel tract. Dr. Paul concludes, a grief-stricken mother said to me, please pray for my daughters. When they were small, they wanted to be saved, and they wanted me to be saved too, but I was not interested. Now I am a Christian, but my daughters are not saved and not interested. Mother, the salvation of your children is the most important thing. Other things are fine in their places, but seek first to be a good Christian mother and bring up your children to know God. 100 years from now, it won't make much difference what kind of food you prepare for them or what clothes they wear. It won't matter what university they graduated from, but through a long, endless eternity, it will matter greatly what kind of mother you were. If you have never trusted Christ as your personal Savior, come to Him. Come to God as my mother did. He loves you. He died for you. He is now seated at the right hand of God, Jesus is. He wants to save you. So, receive Him now. He will cleanse you from your sins and make you a child of God. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John chapter 1, verse 12. God loves you. He loves your children. The Lord wants them to be saved while they are young. He wants them to become strong, mature, dedicated Christians, and good, law-abiding citizens. God may even call them into full-time Christian work. The only way you can be the mother you should be is to receive the Lord Jesus and trust Him to forgive your sins and give you eternal life. Then, go all out to be a godly example to your children. Read the Bible and pray daily. Join an excellent Bible-centered, Christ-exalting church that believes in separation from sin and unbelief. I'm going to ask you, friend, maybe you're listening, mother, and you'd say, I do need to accept Christ. Maybe you'd say, I need to be a better example to my children. I'd love to hear from you. You can text me. I'd love for you to reach out directly. You can text me at 309-316-7240. Again, that number is 309-316-7240. Maybe you are listening right now, and it's not so much about you as it is your relationship with your mother. Maybe there's some fences to be mended. I'd recommend don't wait for Mother's Day. Maybe you need to reach out to your mom right now. Maybe you need to do it before it's too late. I can guarantee you listening right now to this broadcast are people rueing the day, regretting the day, because they did not reach out before it was too late, and they are screaming at you. They're counseling you. They're begging you. Call your mom. Call your mom. Get in touch. Tell her you love her. Maybe while you're doing that, you can also go to Bible Tracts Inc., BibleTractsInc.org, and you can order some of a tribute to Mother. Thank you so much for listening today. Have a great day for His glory. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Bible Tract Echoes, a ministry of Bible Tracts Incorporated. If you would like to receive a free sample booklet of all of our tracts, you can contact us by calling 309-828-6888. That's 309-828-6888. Our mailing address is P.O. Box 130, Dwight, Illinois 60420. A faster way to contact us is to go to our website at BibleTractsInc.org. That's BibleTractsInc.org. There you will find more information about our ministry and details on how you can support Bible Tracts Incorporated. Thanks for listening, and may the Lord richly bless you as you serve Him.